When I stood on the steps of Downing Street in July, I talked about the precious bonds that bind our United Kingdom together. Scotland has a special place at the heart of our historic union of nations. And today, on St Andrew's Day, it is right that we celebrate Scotland's extraordinary contribution to our United Kingdom and to the whole world. It was the Scottish Enlightenment that broke new ground in economics, philosophy and architecture. It was Scottish engineers who developed the steam engine, the television and the telephone. It was a Scottish scientist who discovered penicillin. And it was in Scotland where the Edinburgh Seven became the first women in Britain to be admitted to a university degree programme. Scotland has been a pioneering nation for centuries, and it remains so today. I think of the computer games cluster in Dundee, and the University of Glasgow's work at the forefront of research into the Zika virus. I think of the vital contribution that Scotland makes to the defence and security of the UK. From the home of our submarine fleet on the Clyde and the largest warships we've ever built being assembled at Rosyth, to the generations of Scottish servicemen and women who have served our United Kingdom and given their lives for our shared freedoms. I think of the global cultural impact of the Edinburgh Festival and Fringe, the Scottish Olympians and Paralympians who won gold for GB in Rio, and of course the stunning success of the Murray brothers, Jamie, part of the world number one doubles team, and Andy, now world number one in singles. The whole United Kingdom takes pride in Scotland's success. And with Scotland's pioneering spirit as a vital element in our union of nations, I am confident that together we can seize the opportunities of the future and ensure the continued success of our United Kingdom for generations to come. So let me wish everyone in the UK and across the world a very happy St Andrew's Day.